Shin Tzadik Hesiv Tes Il Shei Sheves Asvas HaNachal. There is a city that one side of the city is by a river. Sherei Ve'itim Hu Yovesh Hu Mishtam Shimboi She'enu Molei Elam Shasa Gesher. Most of the time it's dry and people could walk through it because it's only full of water when it's raining. Im Yesh Lefonea Matzeva Roichav Avramas Asvas HaNachal Kidei She'yamdu Olev Yishtam Shmanachal. If there is some type of protrusion that is set up over there, which is 4 amas wide, which is on the bank of this river or creek, so that people can use it. In such circumstances, this river is part of the city. The entire area of the Nachal is considered something that's mishamish. The air people use it. And Mela, you count the beginning of the Tchum from the other side of the riverlet, whatever you might call it. The Yasa Nachal Kula Bichlal Iyam Ipnei Matzeva Bnei Betzita. As we said, the entire Nachal is considered part of the city because of this Matzeva, because you made this boardwalk or whatever it is, which enables people to use it. Now the Chiddush over here is, till now we said that you add to the city only if you have houses here. There's not a house. So he says, that's talking about when you have one house sticking out, it has to be a place for people to dwell in. If something that is on the side of the entire city, so that can be added on as long as it's being used for the needs of the city. If they didn't set up that protrusion that people could use, stand on and use the area of the Nachal, in such a case, we only count from the entrance of the house facing that river. In such circumstances, since the house is on one side of the bank of the river itself is considered part of the 2,000 amas.